How about we begin with the inhabitants of the water, our Park City High swimmers. What a performance they put on this past weekend as both the boys and girls captured 3A state championships. The girls did it in an authoritative style, scoring 517 points to the next closest team, Desert Hills, who scored just 280. What a dominating performance. The boys also had a fantastic meet in their title swim, beating Dixie 305 to 280. Highlights included, and pay special attention to the grades of some of these outstanding athletes. First, the girls team who got a win in the 200-yard medley relay and also the 400-yard freestyle relay. In that race, they set a state record. On the individual state title side, it was freshman Roslyn Selznick in the 200-yard free, sophomore Mara Selznick in the 100-yard butterfly and 100-yard back, and junior Becca Selznick won the 100-yard freestyle. Also, Joelle Hess, a freshman, won a 100-yard breast. Jinwan Baylor, a sophomore, he took the 100-yard back. Also, Jinwan was named the 3A Boys Swimmer of the Year. That's a sophomore. Also, outstanding meet contributions came from David Ferris, a sophomore, Vinny Cristiona, junior, Vincent Hess, a sophomore, and on the ladies' side, Alondra McDowell, a junior, Lily Tyler, sophomore, Natalie McDonald, junior, Kendall House, sophomore, and seniors Jesse Smith and Bailey Burke. Coach Mike Werner has got to be thrilled with this year and what's to come for this outstanding program with all this amazing young talent. These two state titles give Park City High School 5 state titles this year. And we may not be done yet. Onto the ice, the Park City Miners Hockey Club faced off against the Judge Memorial Bulldogs in the second round of state, and what a thriller. Park City Ice Arena was electric, and the Miner Nation was loud. The Miners jumped on the board first on a Harry Hanscat goal. Judge answered back. They played two more periods. In the third, TJ Mayo breaks loose and scores a shorthanded goal, putting the Miners up 4-2 late in the third. A couple of penalties and two Judge goals tied it up and sent the game into overtime at 4-4. Nixon Barber won the faceoff. Two quick passes and a wrist shot from Nolan Pranchke into the back of the net sends Park City into the quarterfinals. That match is against Uinta this Wednesday night at the Steiner Ice Complex in Salt Lake City. Puck drops at 5:30. The remaining schedule for the quest to a state title will be available on the Facebook pages of Park City Miners Hockey and Miner Nation, so check those out if you're interested in following the Miners' run. Boys basketball had a tough week, falling to top-ranked Morgan 70-60 on Tuesday night on senior night. A huge night in the shaft. Those, we honored all the seniors. Great crowd, lots of energy. Senior Connor Anderson, he raked down 12 rebounds in the game. Boston Vandiver poured in 24. Reed Marks, he tied a career high with 15, including three consecutive three-pointers. On Friday night, the Miners went out to Vernal to take on Uinta. They had smoked Uinta in the shaft earlier in the year, but on Friday they saw the Utes pull away late in the fourth quarter for the win. The Miners have qualified for state as the number 3 seed out of Region 10, and they'll take on Richfield in Richfield this Saturday night at 7 o'clock in the first round. That game can be heard live over the internet. Again, the link will be on the Park City Miner Nation Facebook page. The girls capped off their regular season with a huge win on the road in Uinta, which put them into the state playoffs as well. Led by Hannah Schluker's 13, Sabrina Pryor's 10, and Marina Mayo's 8, the Miners shocked Uinta on their home floor with a 41-38 win. The ladies will travel to North San Pete on Friday night for their playoff game. That starts at 7 o'clock. That's what is going on in the Miner Nation. The Miner Nation Report is brought to you, as always, by the Park City High School Booster Club, the UPS stores, the law offices of Todd Wakefield, and the Elliott Work Group. I'm Scott Chester, and this has been this week's Miner Nation Report.